This is the 20th anniversary of the conservatory. If you would back up and talk about the beginnings of it and why you started it here in Colorado Springs.
I started it purely by accident, actually. I never anticipated this. I never would have dreamed this. It really was about accommodating needs of young people that had desires for not only higher learning, but achieving lifelong success in the performing arts. So to be able to provide kind of all-encompassing curriculum that would allow them to have tools. That's really what it was all about, was the tools, whether it's performance practice or an understanding of music theory or an understanding of, you know, what it means to be in a community. That's really what it was all about. That's all it was.
What is a conservatory for those who don't know? Because it's not just a music school.
Oh, sure. No, we get we get calls every day about plant life and bird watching and stargazing, because it seems to have many nuances. But a conservatory where I come from is a place where one studies the performing arts, be it dance, music, or theater, and then all of the curriculum that therein lie that come with that.
Where were you first? What was the school? Was it a physical place? Where did you start?
It started actually in my house with just some students. And then more and more students came, and there was this belief that if you took one 30-minute lesson a week, that would be about all you needed to do to get into Juilliard or Oberlin Conservatory. And about 2 years into doing that, and nearly 80 students, it became evident to me that not everybody really wanted to put in the work that it would require to not only get into those kind of schools, but to be able to maintain entrance, because they're very rigorous, and they're going to assume you know certain things. And if you don't, you know, then you don't necessarily last that long in those sort of institutions. So I kind of put my foot down, if you will, and said, if I'm going to teach, and I had a small core group of professionals that embraced the concept, if you're going to study, then you needed to take piano, you needed to study music theory, music history, your lessons, and then certain elements of that performance practice, both in-house and then out in the community. And then it evolved. It started just with a small group of high school students. It went from about 80 students to 14, which was really interesting, which clearly said, not, this isn't for everybody. It was around, I don't know, maybe year 8 or so, or 9, I was approached by Mike Miles, former superintendent of Harrison School District, and he said, what would it take to start sending kids to you during the school day? Because I'm losing kids that are not graduating, and I know they need the arts. And I know that it's not going to be band, choir, and orchestra that's going to speak to them. It's going to be all these other cool offerings that the conservatory has. And we started our first, what we call now our partner programs, which I'm really proud to say has just completely blown up to a point where we have now kids coming every day of the week from Head Start all the way through the 9th grade in the Harrison School District. And we've made tremendous impact, and it's become kind of this community continuum, if you will, of creative educational offerings. So kids that wouldn't normally have access to, say, after school studies can now come during the day. We've been able to show after, gosh, nearly a decade of that 95% of the kids that go through that program graduate high school.
Wow.
So it started, yeah, as just me teaching some lessons and then being very committed to making sure that they had tools. And here we are 20 years later, which is weird because I'm still 29.
Of course, aren't we all?
Yep.
Where did you study, and where are you sending the kids who graduate from high school here in Colorado Springs or in the area, and also from the conservatory?
All through middle school and high school, I studied summers at Chautauqua Institution. Then I went to Oberlin Conservatory as a double degree piano and vocal performance major, and then many, many summers throughout that period of time at Aspen Music Festival. And then went on to do my post-grad work at Juilliard in opera. And then there was a brief period in my life where I worked at Citicorp Investment Bank after my teacher at Juilliard passed away. And that's really where I gained the insight to the importance of community and business and the arts. That all those guys on that trading floor where I worked, massive patrons to the arts, and they cared deeply, and they wished they could sing or play the piano, but they were always eager to support it. And that was, that's something that I take with me to this day. Where do we send the kids? Geez, everywhere from Oberlin to Manhattan School of Music, Berklee School of Music. It's vast. But what's so cool is that a lot of the kids don't go into the arts. So that we've got our share of doctors and political science majors. And, you know, we send kids to Vassar and Wesleyan and Stanford and Columbia. Pretty incredible institutions where the arts has never really left their bloodstream. So they're constantly taking it into their work. And I'm really proud to say that they're all over the world now, and they all still keep in touch.
Colorado Springs has faced this difficulty in attracting young people either to live here or back. It seems that the arts always comes up in this discussion. You know, are there enough arts jobs in the community? Are there enough cultural activities to draw people back here? What are we doing right, and what do we still need to be doing, in your opinion?
Well, I think what we're doing right is we're attracting great leadership for our arts organizations. There's an essence of leadership that understands, and I guess it's just a lot of my own background, that it is not a world of have arts and they will come, that you really do have to be integral in your community. So I think leadership is key. One of the things that I see we could all be doing better is supporting our business community and supporting our civic leadership. For the longest time, I found myself, along with, say, Susan Edmondson, we would find ourselves being the only arts people in a room. And slowly but surely, that's changing. And I'd have to say that Nathan and David have been critical to that. But I think that in order for us to build audience and be, we've got to go to Celebrate Technology event. We've got to go to the mayor's lunch. Because I guarantee you, if you walk into a room of 75 people, 70 of them do like listening to music or do like theater or do like some sort of creative essence. And once they get to know you, they are really happy to know you. And what we do, quite frankly, is pretty extraordinary.
Linda Weiss, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank
and congratulations.
You. Thank you.